their sense of unionism is not a true sense of unionism.
How do you define one?
Well, unionism is basically people getting together and having a right to negotiate their safety on the job, their wages, and their benefits when they're working with somebody. They're an entity of people who work to, and without killing the contract or anything else like that, but they have a right to negotiate a fair and decent wage. and most people don't think of that as because the international wants to control. To them, just signing an agreement means their union. And to me, that's not true. When I was a business agent, nobody had a special agreement. It was one contract only. And it didn't make a difference whether you were a roofer or you're building, you know, the water treatment plant. Same contract, same wages. There was no difference. And that way, everybody's equal. And everybody knows what to bid. But the international have signed, well, the ones who did the Northwestern Energy Building, they're a non-union company. They were a non-union company. But they signed a chicken shit deal to one time only and did not enforce the subcontractors clause, which we had is you sign a contract, everybody underneath doing carpenter works,
yeah.
Same contract.
Yeah.
So, you know. So basically, they had a few people who were union doing that big job, most of non-union, and when that job was done, that's a non-union company again, so they'll bid another job and they'll have to sign another agreement, and I never ever signed one job agreements, ever. It's you sign the agreement, the term of the agreement, and usually we had a three-year contract. It's for 3 years, so you come back here, you still do the contract. So, you know, and it was beneficial. I mean, it's even beneficial to the contractors because it's everybody who bids the job knows what they got to pay. And, you know, few people realize that, you know, the wages on jobs roughly is anywhere from 14% to 24% of the job. Hmm. You know, it's not 50% of the job. It's not 60% of the job, you know. And if you pay people decent wages, you're going to get good people, you know, and you want good people who know what they're doing. You don't want guys who just bought a tape and a hammer and call themselves carpenter. And we had a lot of those. Most of the carpenter work done around here has been pretty good, and we had some great craftsmen. And that's being lost, sadly, but it's being lost all over the country.